Campus Beart li ta' Punzaba jipprezenta Colin Fitz jistaqsi kull nar ta' sibt u kull nar ta' ħadd. Jiena Colin nistaqsi mistoqsijiet pertinenti lin-nies li jew jagħmlu xogħol interessanti, jew għaddew minn xi avventura, jew ippubblikaw xi ktieb li nħoss li għandu jinqara minn ħafna nies. Forsi żaru postijiet imbeda u ta' min nitkellmu dwar dawn il-vjaġġi. Suġġetti varji li jiena ċert li jinteressawkom is-semija ta' Campus 103.7 Colin Fitz jistaqsi nhar ta' sibt fl-erba u nhar ta' ħadd fit-tlieta ta' wara nofsinhar. Ba' għal-edizzjoni oħra ta' Colin Fitz jistaqsi. Ħanaqleb bl-Ingliż għaliex l-intervisti tal-lum huma bl-Ingliż ma' personalitajiet internazzjonali u probabbilment dan il-programm se jinstema' anke fuq livell internazzjonali minn bosta barranin illi jkunu jistgħu jisimgħu permezz tal-internet. Il-programm naturalment jittella fuq is-sit elettroniku ta' Campus 103.7 tistgħu issibu dan il-programm kif ukoll programmi oħra bit-tliet sensijiet ta' Colin Fitz jistaqsi. Fuq is-sit elettroniku ta' Campus 103.7 fil-paġna On Demand. Welcome to Colin Fitz Yistasi, Colin Fitz Inquires. Today's edition is a special one. It's an international edition featuring personalities from the world of television, programs that are seen around the world via the Discovery Channel and also YouTube. Recently, the program Wheeler Dealers World Tour filmed an episode in Malta. Wheeler Dealers is a program that started on the Discovery Channel in 2002, fronted by a presenter called Mike Brewer, a British car salesman turned television presenter who over the years has become very well known all around the world thanks to this program, Wheeler Dealers, where the presenters, Mike Brewer and a mechanic, purchase a classic car that needs some work, fix it up, and then they go on to sell it for a profit. The program has lasted over 20 years and has been broadcast around the world. It's picked up a huge fan base, and it's now branched into doing different themes, such as Wheeler Dealers World Tour. In the second season of Wheeler Dealers World Tour, the Maltese episode featured Mike Brewer and mechanic Mark Priestley, known as Elvis, and he'll explain why he's known as Elvis in the interview with him. Mike and Elvis came to Malta to buy and restore a Ford Cortina from the 1960s. The program was broadcast on British television in mid-November and will be broadcast around the world, including here in Malta, in mid-December. Watch out for it on the European Discovery Channel that is provided in Malta by our local cable companies. Of course, I took the opportunity to do short interviews with the presenters about their experience here in Malta. Man himself, Mike Brewer, welcome to Malta. What's been your impression so far?
Of Malta and the classic car community, or both?
Well, let's start with Malta in general. It's not your first time here, right?
No, it's not my first time here. It's paradise, isn't it? You live on this jewel in the Mediterranean. It's like a little slice of paradise being here. The weather's amazing. I mean, it did rain the other day, but even the rain was exciting. Lots of thunder and lightning. I mean, the scenery, the architecture, Valletta, Mdina, you know, you've got it all here. Plus, in amongst all of that, you've got this incredible classic car community and some bloody wonderful people on the island.
Yes, tell us more about what you think about the classic car community. Any exciting, unique cars that you've come across?
Yeah, a lot, actually. When you're here, it's quite astonishing. It's not like, you know, I'm embracing the classic car community globally, but in Malta, because it's a smaller island, it's a bit more intense. So just driving backwards and forwards to the workshop every day whilst we've been filming here, a Minia passed me, or a Cortina, or a Hillman Import, something will pass me going the other way, or I'll be next to, you know, a Ferrari or an Alfa Romeo in the traffic. And you can see that classic cars really work here. They work a lot better than they do in most other territories, because it's a condensed sort of island. It's a small island. The weather is in your favour, so the cars tend to fare better. But the people here, there's a lot of expats here that live in Malta, and they brought British cars over and European cars over in their droves, and they tend to love them. It's a fantastic community of car lovers. It's almost like it was built for me, this island. It's where I should be. I love the sunshine, I like the beer, and I like the cars. I think this island was built for me.
Well, you're always welcome to come over and visit anytime, and come and stay if you wish. The series, the World Tour, Wheeler Dealers World Tour. You've been to Mexico, you've been to various countries, including Malta. It's a big adventure. It's the second series, isn't it?
Yep.
So tell us a bit about the show in general.
So Wheeler Dealers World Tour is to bring the Wheeler Dealer world to a global audience and actually shine a spotlight on these cars and these cultures in different countries. So yeah, we've been to Mexico, Brazil, to Germany, we've been down to Turkey, to Malta, Scotland, we've been all over the place, and it sort of puts a little spotlight on the cars and what makes them important for that country. You know, it's an amazing little show that we've done in Spain with the SEAT 600. Up until that car came along, it was two people in every 2,000 owned a car, but then SEAT came with the SEAT 600, and it was every 600 people in every 2,000. So you can see just a car can change a country, and it can give it commerce, it can give it freedom, it can do all those things, and we can tell that story and shine a spotlight on it. And that's what the series is about. This is our second journey around the world. We've been to a lot of places, but this has been the most exciting. It's been an incredible adventure.
Wheeler Dealers, the original program, will continue, however.
This is sort of now taken over from Wheeler Dealers. I don't think after you've been to Malta, Turkey, Mexico, Brazil, we have any desire to go to a cold workshop in the middle of England somewhere anytime soon. We feel, me and Elvis, there is another Wheeler Dealers World Tour. We still haven't been to Japan. We've got Canada to do, another show in North America, Hungary, we've got a car to do there. So we're hoping the next adventure is going to be another World Tour.
But Wheeler Dealers, 20 years, the world's biggest car show at the moment.
Yeah, 23 years now, still going strong after all that time.
You also had the spin-off where you were helping people...
Dream cars,
you know, building up to their dream car.
Yeah, so we have a dream car. I've just done another spin-off series, which is Born Dealer, which is about me and my personal life. Success continues. It's the biggest car show on the planet, and I'm very proud to be part of it. And I work with amazing people. Elvis, my right-hand man beside me, and the amazing crew that we've had around us for 20 years. It's just, you know, it's a dream come true. It really is. It's amazing.
And your final message to the people of Malta, everybody who lives here?
Well, watch the show. That's my final message. Watch the show. And thank you. Thank you for being so generous, so kind, and so loving to me and Elvis and the rest of the guys when you've seen us in the streets, in the bars, in the restaurants. We have been to many bars and restaurants since we've been here. So we have met people mainly in bars and restaurants. I don't want you to think that's a bad thing. But we don't meet people in the library or in the church. We meet them in bars and restaurants, but we've absolutely loved every minute of it. So thank you, Malta.
You've just sold me a car. I've accepted to buy it.
It's just started up in the background.
Yeah, somebody's taking it to my garage. So I'm agreeing to buy the car.
Hold out your hand.
He said it.
Yeah.
And that was Mike Brewer, host and producer of the Wheeler Dealers TV franchise. At the moment, the Wheeler Dealers series has become Wheeler Dealers World Tour, and an episode of the second season was filmed in Malta recently. It's now time to hear from the mechanic on the show, the second presenter, Mark Priestley, known as Elvis. Mark Priestley, known as Elvis. Very quickly, why are you known as Elvis?
It's a real tenuous link to my surname of Priestley. When I was about 10 years old, some bright spark at school realised that Presley sounded a little bit like Priestley, and I became Elvis. And today, everyone calls me Elvis, even my own wife.
A few words about your visit to Malta. First of all, this is not the first time you've been to Malta, four-wheeler dealers around the world, right?
Yeah, correct. So this is we're actually on the final day of shooting of this current series of the Wheeler Dealers World Tour, which is a new version of Wheeler Dealers where every episode comes from a different country, and we try and feature either a car from that country or part of the car community or the culture around a car from a particular place. And yeah, Malta's been very special to us, been really good to us. This is the second visit for this particular episode, and we're finishing off today, but the series as a whole has been brilliant. And actually, on a personal note, I've been to Malta two or three times before for other things in my sort of role as a public speaker.
Indeed, people keep referring to your books and inviting you over to give those kind of TED talks, I like to call them, those speeches that are quite empowering. How has the experience been in Malta filming this particular episode?
It's been great, you know, because look, it's a little bit like home for us. I'm from the UK. We're surrounded by a lot of British classic cars and a classic car community. The difference here is that you don't have terrible weather that destroys those cars like we have back home. So what we found is a lot of people that are very passionate about these cars and about keeping them alive. We've got a lot of them here today. We're at, you know, this final scene we're filming today, we're surrounded by classic cars, and it's great. So it's been brilliant. You know, the weather's been kind to us, which is the other thing we don't necessarily get at home very often. We've been all over the island, seeing lots of elements of it, lots of parts, met lots of people, and as I say, it's been great. It's a really nice way to finish the season.
And you're also on a bit of a high because your new book is going out to the shops very soon.
It's my second book, and this one really, my background's all in Formula One. My first book was about my time in Formula One, working for McLaren. This book is really about all the lessons that you can learn from Formula One and apply to your own life. So that's what I come and talk about at these kind of conferences and these big events, and I've written it all into a book that I truly believe can help anybody to sort of achieve more and become a little bit more successful in whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
So it's a kind of don't dream it, be it, such a scenario.
Exactly that. Formula One teams are impressively good at making things happen to an extraordinarily high level. And actually, there's a lot of lessons within there that you don't have to be a Formula One team to benefit from. So that's the idea. It's putting things about teamwork, about learning to innovate, think differently to the competition. I think it will benefit everybody, from parents to people at work. But anybody, people who want to build their own business, it's anybody aspiring to grow in some way, a bit of personal development in that sense. I think there's a lot we can learn from Formula One to help us with that.
Mark Elvis Priestley, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. This is Colin Fitz Yestatsi. Colin Fitz Enquires, a programme on Campus 103.7, the station of the University of Malta. In recent weeks, towards the end of 2025, I had the opportunity to interview a number of British television presenters who were in Malta for the filming of an episode of the programme Wheeler Dealers World Tour. To continue with the automotive theme, around the same time as Wheeler Dealers World Tour was filming in Malta, another British television personality who now has a very successful YouTube channel with almost 1 million followers called The Late Break Show, Johnny Smith, was in Malta to participate in the Imdina Classic, the annual Malta Festival of Classic Car Racing. Johnny Smith was here as a judge, but also took the opportunity to have a holiday with his family in the Maltese Islands. He was here for a week. Johnny Smith has presented programs on British television, such as Fifth Gear, but is now concentrating on YouTube, where, as I mentioned, he has thousands of followers. His YouTube channel is dedicated mostly to classic cars, although there is an element of testing of new vehicles, including electric vehicles.
Here at the Style and Elegance Show, part of the Malta Classic, here at Villa Bologna in Attard in Malta. I have a short interview now with one of our guest stars, our special guests, all the way from the United Kingdom. He's a former presenter on the international program Fifth Gear, and now runs a YouTube channel called The Late Break Show. The Late Break Show, which has nearly a million subscribers. Let's make it a million for him by subscribing. Johnny Smith, welcome to Malta.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to come. I've never been to Malta before, so this is a first time for me. And I know a lot about the car culture here. I've read about it and seen it, but I've never come myself. So thank you for inviting me.
In fact, what were the kind of things that you heard about Malta?
Well, I used to really be into drag racing, and I know that when I used to watch drag racing in the UK, one of the guys from Malta used to come over with their team, and they were highly competitive. In fact, they were champions. Might still be champions, I don't know. So I heard about that. I heard there was a drag strip here, and then I started to hear about how many right-hand drive classic cars were still being widely used. And then I started to think, well, this is good. And I saw people were starting to import classics from Malta to the UK. And that kind of fired up my interest, really. Of course, as social media grows, you start to see more and more of this stuff breaking out. I hear about how many, my son who's into supercars, tells me how many supercars live on such a tiny island. So that piqued my interest too.
Yes, and speaking of the drag racing culture here, it's very strong, as you say. And the gentleman who you were speaking about is very competitive, winning many races in the UK, is now the brains, the driving force behind the creation of a Grand Prix track that's being built in Malta. That's going to be valid for Formula 3 racing. So, and that's incorporating the drag racing strip and everything. So absolutely correct. So now that you're here, what are the kind of things that you've experienced, and what surprised you the most?
It's a very, very friendly community here. Obviously, there's a reason why people come and live in and don't go, they stay. But I quite like seeing how British cars seem to have survived so well out here compared to in Britain. So you get to see cars that you don't normally see, really, that used to be very common in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and they're still being either used regularly over here, or they've been the same family. And that's wonderful to see, because obviously you guys have got a kinder climate than we do for cars. So maybe not for the interiors, but definitely the exteriors. So I can't wait to see more of them out on the street. But also this event's really interesting because you have a combination of static shows like today, and then you've got the racing over the weekend. So it's a real mix, which I do like. And I took my kids to watch the hill climb yesterday morning, which was fabulous.
Indeed, you brought your young children with you, so it's becoming a bit of a family holiday as well. Do you think they're enjoying their time here in Malta?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do drag them to quite a few car events. My business is cars, but my hobby is also cars. So it's a bit of a blessing and a curse sometimes. But yeah, they've grown up around cars since forever. So their dad drives weird, terrible cars. Basis.
Yes, could you tell us a little bit about your car collection? I know you've got a souped-up Allegro, so you can tell us about that project. But also a number of different cars. I saw an interview with you where you described how your father was an engineer, or is an engineer, and your brother as well. And although you're not an engineer, you have a big interest in engineering in general.
Yeah, so I grew up in a family who had terrible cars, but my dad used to maintain his cars because he basically didn't trust anybody to work on them. So he did all the work on his cars himself. My brother has subsequently become an engineer like him, and he works on mostly pre-war cars. He's from a background of like avionics and stuff like that. So I became interested in cars, wanting to drive them initially, but initially it was more about the style and the history. And now, as I get a bit older, I enjoy working on them more as a hobby. But yeah, so I've got some... I don't know if you guys had the Austin Allegro in Malta, did you?
We did indeed, yes. A lot of them ended up on one side because of the special suspension system they had. But yes, they weren't built in Malta, unlike Morris Marinas and some other cars. We had a factory here. But Austin Allegros, actually, they might have been built here, but there were a number of them running around in the 80s right up to the 90s.
So I grew up with a grandma and grandpa that had an Allegro and an auntie, and a lot of people think it's the worst car ever made. Maybe it is. But I had a bit of an affinity towards it, so I decided one day I'm going to buy one and I'm going to do something quite radical with it. And that's why the project of the Civic Type R came about. So it's an Allegro with a Civic Type R engine and gearbox, custom suspension, but in standard interior with the fabric from a London Underground subway train.
That's fantastic. Check out the Late Break Show. The YouTube channel is the Late Break Show. Check out that channel for information and footage of this project that Johnny's talking about. We mentioned drag racing, but you're not just interested in drag racing and souping up old crappy cars, but you're, for example, when you uncover barn finds, You also sort of deal with the high-end cars as well. There's a whole plethora of cars from A to Z that, and motorbikes sometimes, that one can find explored on your channel. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the channel has many different series, I guess, or within it. And the Barn Finds is the most popular, it seems, which started off really as just me being curious about what's inside garages and sheds and has been sat for years. And then it's spiraled out of control somewhat. In fact, the moment I landed here, I've had people come up to me and say, I've got a car that you might be interested in. I know a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy that has a car. But yeah, I think with the barn finds, it's not just about what's sitting there. It's not just about the car itself. It's also about the story, the family, or the eccentricity and the hoarding mentality. And that's what I find almost more interesting than the car sometimes. But yeah, there are some really rare cars. I've found Lamborghinis. In fact, two Lamborghinis we've done, which is bizarre. Everything from Metro Turbos and cars that are either beautifully rare or beautifully preserved. There's everything in, and sometimes cars which are destroyed, but there's a great backstory for whatever reason. So, and I never get bored of doing barn finds. I get covered in oil and cobwebs, but it's fun. This is probably the tidiest I've ever been, in fact, in the last decade.
But it's fantastic that you have so much experience, both in the writing. You used to be a journalist on Car Magazine as well, and Classic Cars, and a number of other magazines. So you have television experience. A couple of words about your years presenting Fifth Gear and hanging out with, famous celebrities.
So I started in print journalism in the late 90s. Always wanted to be a writer of some sort, and the magazines were obviously very popular. And then fast forward to 2006, I ended up getting a job on TV, and I started working with Tiff Nadell and Jason Plato and Vicky Butler Henderson, and I did that from 2006 to 2019, 18 series of Fifth Gear, which is a lot of TV. And then I decided I was going to start my own YouTube channel, and so I knew I had to put all my energy into that, time and energy and money. And I launched my channel 6 weeks before COVID, so that was immaculate timing. That was 5.5 years ago, something like that. My experience from the TV, I never wanted to be on TV. I never actively searched to be on TV. I just fell into it, to be honest, by accident. And I was the person that did the more quirky cars. But I got to review everything from Britain's cheapest car to some of the most exotic stuff, some world exclusive drives, and that was the great thing. You never knew what you were going to do.
And forgive me for saying this, but you're also to me one of the great British eccentrics. in the sense that that shirt is fantastic. But also, I remember when you were on TV, you had the sideburns and the little goatee beard. And, I mean, you reminded me a little bit of that presenter who used to present Nevermind the Buscocks. What was his name?
Simon Amstel, was it? Or Mark Lamar?
Mark Lamar. So are you into music? Or are you a little bit of a British eccentric?
Well, I have been called eccentric a few times. I'll go with that. It's never dull, is it, if you're eccentric? I used to have hair, and I used to have sideburns. But you know, that was
pointy sideburns.
Pointy sideburns, different times, Colin. Different times. And I've as time's gone on, I think I've enjoyed different cars. I think what's great about a show like this is there's so many different marks and eras of car. And I think as I've got older, I've realised there's so many cars out there that you learn every week. Every single week you learn about a different type of car or a mark that's come and gone over the years. Or you meet people that have got fantastic stories. And for that, that's what kind of spools me up to keep going.
So, a special guest here at the Style and Elegance Show as part of the Malta Classic. It's been fantastic talking to you, Johnny Smith. We're gonna get you a million subscribers, including the whole population of Malta and any tourists and international guests who are here today. Your final message to all the people gathered here at this part of the Malta Classic and those participating in the races tomorrow and Sunday.
Well, thank you for your enthusiasm, first and foremost. You know, keeping cars going is not necessary, but it's something I think we can all relate to. And there's so much sentiment to some of these cars. They're not just metal boxes, are they? They're memories. They're something that stays in the family. They're like a pet, almost. So keep that going. And I think I'm going to have to come back, maybe with my toolbox and my overalls. But thanks for having me.
You're always welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Smith.
And it was my pleasure on this edition of Colin FitzEustace to interview these television personalities who happened to be in Malta for various reasons, filming for the famous international programme Wheeler Dealers World Tour or for the YouTube channel The Late Break Show. My name is Colin Fitz and this is Colin Fitz Enquires, Colin FitzEustace. Colin FitzEustace for Campus Beautli ta' Punseba issaj miss id-dottoressa Teresa Zamit Lupi. Fl-2023 din id-dottoressa kienet fl-aħbarijiet internazzjonali wara li sar magħruf li identifikat frammenti ta' dak lider li huwa l-eqdem ktieb li jeżisti fid-dinja. Jiena kont intervistajt lid-dottoressa Zamit Lupi li hija l-kap tad-Dipartiment tal-Konservazzjoni fl-Università ta' Graz fl-Awstrija. Imma l-intervista kienet ix-xandret darba biss u battellaġġ fuq is-sit elettroniku ta' Campus 103.7. Għalhekk ħsibt li ninkludi din l-intervista llum bħala parti mis-sensiela Colin FitzEustace u bekk titella' wkoll fuq is-sit elettroniku tal-istazzjon fejn tkunu tistgħu taċċessaw waflimkien mal-programmi l-oħrajn ta' Colin FitzEustace l-episodji kollha ta' tliet sensiliet meta u fejn tridu bħala poddati fis-sezzjoni on demand. Mela, id-dottoressa Teresa Zamit Lupi dwar il-vjaġġ tal-edukazzjoni u l-karriera tagħha mbagħad tkompli biex tgħidilna dwar dak il-moment meta għamlet l-iskoperta l-kbira.
Jiena bdejt nistudja l-istorja tal-arti propjament l-Università ta' Malta għamilt il-baccellerat fil-92 ġifir konna wieħed mill-ewwel korsijiet li kien waqqaf Professor Mario Buħaġar وكنت واحدة من الأول ستودنتي. وراء اللي استوديات الستوريا تالارتي استوديات الرستاور جفري اسني بدأت باتشلرة جديدي وراش مود فرنسي على 3 سنين واستوديات الرستاور تالكارتا والكتيب بش نايتك
وشجالك تازل دين التري تريزا
Propriamente bdiet minn artiklu fin-National Geographic. Kien hemm artiklu fuq ir-restawr tal-Kappella Sistina. U kont affaxxinajt ruħi. Kien sar minn grupp ta' Ġappuniżi, xjenzjati Ġappuniżi u kienu u dal-artiklu propju affaxxinani jgħat ta' sekki nixti nsi restawratriċi. U spiċċajt ma' milx restawr tal-pittura u tal-affreski, għalli dak iż-żmien kelli dari u ġani. U għax nista' nistudja u kont tajjart imbagħad nistudja restawr tal-karta. Li dak iż-żmien Malta ma kien hemm assolutament kważi ħadd, jiġifieri kull ma kien hemm xi ħadd il-biblioteka u deċidejt għad din hija linja li verament toġobni.
Però eħe fis-snin design kien isu perjodu fejn bdejna nindunaw li jisma' rridu nagħmlu aktar biex nikkonservaw l-istorja inkredibbli li għandna f'pajjiżna, għandna bżonn aktar nies li jibdew jitrenjaw. Kien hemm isu hawnmin ta'
kien bidu ġdid ekku. Mbagħad kien twaqqa' fil-kors biegi fil-fatt ftit wara. U bat wara Firenze mort Londra u kont għamilt il-masters u l-PhD hemmhekk fil-restaw tal-manuskritti u għamilt anki iktar tard fellowship l-Università ta' Harvard. U pala ġifiri xogħol, għax imbagħad ġifieri ngħidu studju għamilt xi 13 sena nistudja. Kien hemm moment li tajt jiena rrid naħdem issa, m'istax ikun dejjem nistudja. Però between kont ħdimt ukoll Heritage Malta kont għamilta xahar snin Heritage Malta fejn bigi stess jiġifieri fejn kont anki ngħallem ir-restawr. U mbagħad tlaqta l-rasi u bdejt nagħmel xogħol privat kemm Malta kif ukoll barra minn Malta u kien ikolli ħafna short term contracts l-Eġittu, kont għamilt xi sena l-Eġittu. Bit-sera Londra għamilt sentejn Cambridge, veru dort żmien twil induri ġifieri.
Ġifieri another export li Malta naħseb għandha tkun kburija bik. Kif spiċċajt l-Università ta' Graz? X'ġalek tmur hemmhekk? Kif stidnu?
Mela, jiena l-aħħar ġob li kelli Malta kien fl-arkivji notarili, kelli kuntratt ta' 3 snin kien dal-proġett ERDF project ta' European Regional Development Fund project ta' riabilitazzjoni tal-arkivji notarili u kelli kuntratt ta' 3 snin. U ma ġeddew lix il-kontratt u jiena deċidejt li nitlaq minn Malta. U jiena kont ili diġà naħdem għal l-Università ta' Graz mill-2014. Kont nagħmel summer schools li huma propju korsijiet speċifiċi għal min jistudja l-ktieb u r-restawr tal-ktieb u ġili pubblikajt magħhom il-riċerka magħhom u hekk. U sentejn ilu il-persuna li kien qabli hawnhekk kien irtira u kien hemm pożizzjoni ta' head conservator. U applikajt u deċidejt li niġi ngħix hawnhekk.
Inti tgħallimt il-Ġermaniż ukoll biex tkun tista' jkollok del pożizzjoni jew bl-Ingliż biss tgħaddi?
Le, ma kienx requirement fil-fatt tal-ġob għax ma konx napplika l-Ġermanisti għaj kien fqir ħafna ġifieri qabel ma ġejt hawn. Issa ovvjament mhux qed ngħid li nitkellem bil-Ġermaniż li jiena fluent ta' laqas xejn, imma almenu nġaħġa xi ħaġa ħanajtek. Però hawnhekk fl-università l-università hija internazzjonali ħafna kulħadd jitkellem bl-Ingliż, ġifieri m'għandix problema ta' komunikazzjoni assolutament.
Hija l-lingwa tal-akkademja, u ġveru akademika ġifieri. Tgħaddi bl-Ingliż.
Le, le, assolutament. Però għandi bżon naħdem sew fuq il-Ġermaniż għax għal ħajja ta' kuljum importanti li tkun taf. Tkun taf il-lingwa sew.
Definitivament. Mela hemm ejja naslu mela għal din avventura, mhux l-avventura, ma din l-aħbar il-kbira. L-ewwel daw il-papajri l-Università ta' Graz għandha fil-kollezzjoni tagħha. Dawn jekku ma tal-Greċja tal-Eġittu tal-passat, l-Eġittu tal-Edem, kif spiċċaw fl-Awstrija fl-Università ta' Graz? U spiega għandna ftit x'inhu eżattament papyrus, ġifieri, huwa speċi ta' karta, forsi tira daqsxejn ta' lezzjoni żgħira fuq.
Mela, il-papirus propjament hija pjanta li tikber fl-ilma u tikber fil-żona tal-Mediterran u l-iktar li hija magħrufa fl-Eġittu. Issir propjament mit-zokk tal-pjanta kienu jagħmlu folji biex fuqhom kienu jistgħu jiktbu jew ipinġu. Kienu jaqtaw it-zokk fix-xixxi irqaq, ipoġġuhom weffqin u mimdudin. Propju vertikali u orizzontali, mbagħad jippressawhom fl-imkien inixfuhom u jillixxawhom biex il-folja tkun ikollha wiċċ mingħajr ħofor biex ngħidlek biex tkun tista' tikteb fuqhom. Jiġifieri il-papirus hija il-preċedent tal-karta, il-karta kif nafuha ma kienx teżisti dak iż-żmien qabel Kristu. Bdiet fiċ-Ċina ħafna iktar tard, nidħol fl-istorja tal-karta, però biex ngħidlek il-kronoloġija hija l-ewwel għandek papirus u mbagħad għandek il-parċmina u mbagħad il-karta bħala materjal, kronoloġija ta' materjal. Jiġifieri papirus kienet tintuża u kienet ekonomika ħafna, għax inti minn pjanta li kienet tikber ħafna mal-Nil, mal-Xmaran Nil. Ovvjament kien ikollhom ħafna daw minn dil-pjanta u minnhom l-anti kollok il-materjal tkun tista' tipproduċi b'mod ekonomiku il-supports biex tikteb fuq. Issa aħna fl-Università ta' Graz għandna kollezzjoni ta' 52 papiru biss, 52. Meta tikkonsidra per eżempju biex nagħtik naqra eżempju tal-kwantitajiet li hemm, il-Biblioteka Nazzjonali ta' Vienna għandha mal 180,000 papiru. Is-Sackler Library ġo Oxford għandha ma 600,000. Aħna kull m'għandna 52. U dawn ġew mill-Eġittu minn siti differenti prinċipalment minn El-Hibba minn fejn il-mami book hija meħuda u minn Oxyrhynchus, ġveru u dawn huma t-tnejn daw żewġ siti fl-Eġittu minn fejn daw il-fragments li għandna ta' papyrus li għandna fil-kollezzjoni tagħna. Id-dati tagħhom huma bejn it-tielet seklu qabel Kristu u t-tielet seklu wara Kristu, ġifieri hemm firxa ta' 600 sena.
Okay.
U il-kollezzjoni spiċċata hawnhekk għaliex il-Belt ta' Graz kienet ikkontribwit lejn il-fondi tal-iskaf fin-1902. U bħala ringrazzjament ma support finanzjarju kienu taw dawn il-papiri li l-Graz li mbagħad spiċċaw l-università. Ġifieri bekk ġew hawnhekk. U din ġifieri sibnija fil-dokumenti aħna nagħmlu riċerka, sibnija li dawn l-arkeoloġi żewġ Ingliżi Grenfell and Hunt li kienu għamlu l-iskaf fin-1902 kienu kreaw font biex in-nies akademiċi mid-dinja kollha jkunu jistgħu jgħinuhom għall-iskaf. U bħala kontribut kienu taw lil kważi kull università u istituzzjoni fid-dinja. In return kienu tawhom ammont ta' papiri. Ġifieri dawn il-papiri huma mifruxin mad-dinja kollha, l-isti sħaħ ta' universitajiet ma verament ma kull imkien. L-iktar fl-Ewropa u fl-Amerika.
Ġifieri kienu damu madwar 2000 sena. Speċi taħt l-art jew taħt il-piramidi jew whatever fl-Eġittu u mbagħad instabu f'daw l-iskavi u tqasmu skont l-investiment li sar fl-iskav. fil-bidu tas-seklu 20.
Ġifiri waslu hawnhekk l-iskaf kien fin-1902 u waslu Graz fin-1909. Ġifiri ftit snin wara.
Tajjeb.
Kienu katalogawhom u waslu ftit snin wara.
Issa, ix-xogħol tiegħek rigwardaw il-papiri u x'kont qed tistudja meta f'daqqa waħda rrealizzajt l-isma. Parti dil parti li għandi fidi setat kienet parti minn ktieb li jista' jkun l-aktar ktieb antik ta' kull żmien li nafu bih. Sissa.
Ekku. Issa din ġrata jiena s-suġġett tiegħi mhuwiex il-papirus assolutament. Jiena d-dottorat tiegħi fil-manuskritti Rinaxximent għaliex ġifri qed ngħidu millennium nofs iktar tard. Imma inti meta tkun ovvjament responsabbli ta' kollezzjoni sħiħa tittieħu ħsieb kollox. U kont qed nagħmel xogħol ta' rutina fil-laboratorju. U fil-fatt il-boss tiegħi kien qal li isma' minn dik il-kollezzjoni ta' papiri nieħdu ħsiebhom ftit għax kien hemm minnhom il-ħġieġ huma qegħdin biħġieġ. U hemm minnhom il-ħġieġ qegħdin kienu ilhom fuq xulxin u nkissru u rridu kellna bżonn nagħmluhom kaxxi ġodda, insomma, eċetera. U kont qegħda nagħmel assessment tal-kollezzjoni.
Iġifieri Teresa, ikollok tagħmel xi xogħol amministrattiv ukoll.
Oh, ħafna.
Mhux il-ħin kollu għaddejja biex xogħol xjentifiku u l-itħob. Il-burokrazija u dan affarijiet ma tista' ħadd ma jista' jaħrabhom, mhux veru.
Mhux hekk, jem nixtieq li l-ħin kollu nkun bil-pinsel f'idejja u b'xi spatjula.
Mhux hekk.
Iġifieri, dan id-dokument li huwa ara ħanibdew minn hekk għax irid nispjega naqra d-dokument kif inhu qabel ma nispjega kif skoprejtu. Dan id-dokument huwa miktub bil-Grieg u fih it-tassazzjoni tal-birra u taż-żejt. It is a receipt. Ġifieri, it's an accounts document. Okay? Ġifieri, u din hija l-ewwel ħajja tiegħu biex ngħidlek, it's first life. It's second life, dan il-papirus pers li kien dokument li huwa ephemeral ta' kuljum, xi ħaġa li proprju resit inti ma toqgħodx iżommhom l-affarijiet iżommhom forsi pad-dokumenti li tal-bank iżommhom mal 10 snin jew whatever u mbagħad teħles minnhom, tarmihom. Dan dokument ġie riċiklat. U ġie riċiklat biex jiksi mami Eġizzjan. Fil-fatt għandna l-ġibs u l-kulur fuq in-naħa l-oħra ta' wara dat-dokument għalhekk ngħidulu the mummy book għax huwa it's half a mummy and half a book. U waqt li kont qiegħda naħdem kont qed nosserva d-dekorazzjoni, ġifieri mhux tant in-naħa fejn hemm il-kitba, imma affaxxinajt ruħi bid-dekorazzjoni għax hemm ras u kulur u bdejt nara xi ġmiel ta' biċċa ta' mami speċi. U fihim minnhom rajt biċċa ħajta żgħira. Imqabda sew ġol l-papiru se bdejt ngħid madi x'inhi tagħmel dil-biċċa ħajta. Mbagħad ifflippjajta il dawwart il-ħġieġ għax huma qegħdin bil-ħġieġ. U ma' naħa l-oħra nħares lej id-dokument miktub bil-Grieg u nara f'propju forma ta' ktieb. Propju kien quddiem għajnejja, l-iskoperta propju pjum ħarġet hekk bħal isu berqa hekk fum rajta quddiem wiċċi. U rajt il-propju tinja fin-nofs, it-toqob tal-ħjata wkoll fin-nofs, il-kitba li kif inhu maqsum it-text. F'marġini definiti hekk b'mod ċar, plus dil-biċċa ħajta bdejt ngħid imma dan din parti mill-ktieb, ta' żgur minn parti mill-ktieb. U bdejt imma kif jista' jkun li jmur lura għat-tielet seklu qabel Kristu, meta l-eżempji għall-kodba li nafu bihom huma tat-tieni u t-tielet seklu wara Kristu. L-eżempju tagħna huwa ta' 400 sena eqdem u bdejt ngħid imma kif jista' jkun? Ovvjament wieħed irid jivverifika din is-sejba, ma tistax taqbad inti u tajt. U ovvjament dak il-ħin kien hemm il-kollega tiegħi u sejjaħ tilha u bdejna diskutu u nagħmlu riċerka u għamilna ġifieri xi ħames ġimgħat qabel ma dnija fil-pubbliku nivverifikaw verament jekk kienx ta' dik l-epoka, jekk id-data jekkix tajba, jekk verament fiex il-karatteristiċi li għamluha parti minn ktieb. Iġifieri domna sakemm ħriġni għal ħaġa. U l-iktar ħaġa importanti li hawnhekk ridna nagħmel ftit enfasi fuqha hi mhux għax il-tekst huwa tat-tielet seklu qabel Kristu, għax hemm diversi tekst li huma anki eqdem minn hekk, imma kienu jsiru fuq format ta' scroll. L-iskoperta hi illi dan huwa format ta' ktieb u format ta' ktieb ma kenniex sa tat-tieni u t-tielet seklu wara Kristu. Jiġri din hija this is the novelty of it. Il-ktieb kien ikun format ta' scroll u mhux format ta' ktieb.
U issa ġieli stabbilixxejna li probabbilment 400 sena qabel Kristu kien hemm kodba fl-Eġittu.
Appuntu, ġifieri l-istorja tal-ktieb issa tinbidel xi ftit jowis għaliex u li interessanti u li issa nistgħu nibdew infittxu anki l-format ta' ktieb qabel Kristu fejn qabel konna ngħidu le qabel Kristu scroll biss kien jeżisti jew kellha karti sfużi. Papiru karti sfużi biss mhux maqgħudin flimkien.
S'issa konna naħsbu lill-ewwel kodba fl-istorja tal-umanità prattikament inħolqu 200 sena wara Kristu. Għassaċ, qabel l-informazzjoni kollha kienet tkun fuq scrolls, sfużi speċi, imissa issa ġifieri jidher illi 400 sena qabel Kristu kienu jeżistu xi kodba. Jiġifieri kif qed tgħid inti l-istorja tal-ktieb tinbidel.
Imma il-ħaġa affaxxinanti tagħha hi illi jiena nispera li f'dawn il-kollezzjonijiet enormi għax aħna kull manna kif qatt 52 biss frammenti. Imma f'dawn il-kollezzjonijiet enormi li hemm, jekk jibdew sistematikament ifittxu format ta' ktieb dawn il-fragments li għandhom.
L-evidenza,
hemm ċans li jsibu iktar. Jiġifieri l-istorja tal-ktieb tista' tingħaqad u jista' jkun hemm iktar sorsi u iktar eżempji biex nkunu nistgħu nikkreaw iktar evidenza ta' kif ifforma l-ktieb qabel Kristu.
Teresa, qed nitkellem mal-professur Teresa Zammitlupi fl-Università ta' Graz fl-Awstrija. Ħadd saqsik mistoqsija forsi out of the blue da' xejn. Daw il-hieroglyphics tal-Eġizzjani, il-famużi li naraw. M'hemmx wieħed simbolu ta' xi ħadd qed għandu isu ktieb fidu, per eżempju.
Dejjem l-scrolls, dejjem l-scrolls kien ikun. Iva.
Interesting. Dak il-Eureka moment fejn inti rajt dik il-ħajta jisa ħieġa u għajt pa taħseb fih u tiftakar fih għal dejjem.
Għamil tlet li ma norqoċ.
Mux hekk? I mean, mux skoperta, mux għalik biss, ma għal sħabek, għal komunità kollha ta' xogħol tiegħek, għal università, nifisa. X'kien il-reazzjoni internazzjonali ġifieri tal-kontemporani tiegħek ta' dan min jifhem f'daw l-affarijiet u anke forsi lilin mill-akkademja għal din l-iskoperta u kien hemm forsi anke min jaf reazzjoni negattiva jew pożittiva kompletament.
Ħanajlek la darba wieħed iħabbar sejba bħal din wieħed irid ilesti ruħu għal kollox.
Għalhekk qed ngħid għax dawn l-affarijiet narawhom fil-film u hekk inti qed tgħixha fir-realtà se jkun hemm min jikkontradixxik naħseb.
Ekku, infatti hemm min jgħidlek proset hemm min jikkritikak u hemm min ma jgħidlek xejn. Ġifieri
hemm min jiddejja għax m'hemmx l-iskoperta u speċi.
U jina skoperejt abċikka di, kif jgħidu.
Ma' overall.
it-tlet minn it-tlita minnhom kelli reazzjonijiet overall kienu pożittivi. Però l-ispeċjalisti tal-papirus qegħdin jistaqsu ħafna domandi li riflettu li huma imdorjieni ħarsu lejn dawn id-dokumenti bottika ta' scroll u mhux format ta' ktieb. U dina ħaġa proprio interessanti għaliex jiena pala book conservator pala restauratrice tal-ktieb aħna mdorrin ħarsu wisq li l-format tal-ktieb għajnejja waqgħu fuq dal-papiru għaliex għajnejja mdorrin ħarsu li l-kodba kif nara ħajta moħħi mill-ewwel dar għal-format tal-ktieb l-ispeċjalisti daw tal-papirus qegħdin jgħidu illi se ta' kien scroll li huwa mbagħad maqtuh u mbagħad iġi li għamluh forma ta' ktieb wara u li mhux qed isibu mhux skużi ta' ma qed janalizzaw kif seta kienet il-ħaġa. U ovvjament dawn l-istudjużi ma rawx l-oriġinali wkoll, raw biss ritratti. Jiġifieri tifhimhom ukoll li qed jagħmlu dawn id-domandi, però ġeneralment ir-reazzjonijiet kienu pożittivi li kellna u ħafna jixtiequ jikkollaboraw magħna u fil-fatt is-sena d-dieħla fi frar ħajkonna experts meeting fej ħan intaqgħu papirologi, egyptologists, dawk li studjaw skavi egizzjani u dawk li studjaw anke l-kartonaġ, ġifieri kif issir il-mami, il-kartapesta, il-kartonaġ li jgħidula kartonaġ, il-ġips u l-kulur kif jingħata u kif issir preparazzjoni bis-saffi tal-papirus minn taħt. Kif kienu jirriċiklaw il-papirus biex jagħmlu l-kartonaġ. Ġifieri ħajkonna grupp ta' esperti u paleografi li jistudjaw il-Grieg. Dawn huma kollha specializations li titissibhom daw in-nies mhumiex they don't grow like fruit on trees.
Ġifieri taqadhom flim kien għall-konferenza, mhux veru.
Appuntu, ġifieri, u hawnhekk fl-università m'għandniex speċjalizzati li huma proprju nies speċjalizzati f'dal-kamp għaliex aħna nistudjaw iktar manuskritti medjevali u iktar tard.
Teresa, min jaf hemm xi possibilità li min jaf forsi kun hemm xi artiklu li anke jsemmik fin-National Geographic biex intkunu dorna ċirku tont il-National Geographic bdik fuq dit-triq u mbagħad tispiċċa inti stess tissemma fin-National Geographic.
Ma sibx fuq, actually.
That would be nice. Un
idea verament sabija, vero, ecco, vero.
Scoperta paldi, assolutament. Ni konkludu mela, nawgurawlek li tkompli tagħmel skoperti bħal daw u tkompli għaddejja biex xogħol ta' restaw u konservazzjoni tiegħek u bis-suċessi kollha li qed tagħmel u tispira wkoll ħafna nies. Grazzi ħafna. Forsi xi proġetti oħrajn li għandek f'moħħok issa minn issa l qudiem. Ma parti dali għaddek jem tkellimna dwaru, anka għaddek involuta f'xi xogħol hawn Malta, per eżempju, bħalissa?
Iva, għadni ftit, fl-arkivju notarili issa peress li ħajsir indipendenti ħajkun se jitmexxa mill-fundazzjoni tal-arkivju notarili mhux mill-gvern iktar. Abduni biex inkun konsulent u nejnom fil-affarijiet li għandhom xi jaqsmu ma' restawr mal-apparat fil-laboratorju u għadni nejnom ftit, jiġifieri dika nagħmel Malta, però ftit li xejn jiġifieri. Hija proġetti li għandi hemm diversi hawnhekk grazz u l-università għandna 4 miljun għandna kollezzjoni ta' 4 miljun ktieb jiġifieri. U li minnhom hemm kwart ta' miljun li huma rare books, jiġifieri li huma dawk li nieħossibhom jiena, jiġifieri t-tim tiegħi. Ija, ġifiri,
l-enku,
ma jispiċċa għatta ta' proġetti li għanna, ġifiri.
Imma, għettejx il-ħolma tijak, naħseb jiena.
Iva, professionalment għettejxa, verament, għax għaw ambjent verament sabiħ u em team spirit verament tajjeb u pozittiv li jħajrek biex tkompli tagħmel riċerka u anki hemm apprezzament kbir anki minn ta' fuq fl-università. Ġifieri dik hija ħaġa li tħoss li l-kontribut tiegħek huwa verament validu u apprezzat.
Eżatt. Is-semija tagħna wkoll jinaqdu miegħek jiena ċert biex jgħidu lek proset ta' xogħol li tagħmel u anke ta' din l-iskoperta dak il-mument nifirħu miegħek għal dak il-mument li kellek ta' ispirazzjoni li wassal għal din l-iskoperta, nittamaw li jkomplu jsiru skoperti bħal dawn u nirringrazzjaw lil dik il-persuna lura fl-Eġittu tal-Edem illi ma batitx l-irċevuta għall-lotterija tal-VAT. Ma baqattu saf il-mumja umba tal-ktib li eventualment għamit l-iskoperta dwaru inti. Teresa, pjaċir kbir u proset bin qalbna.
Nirringrazzjak, thank you, thank you, bye-bye.
Id-dottoressa Teresa Zammit-Lupi. Dakin Colin Fitz jistaqsi fuq 103.7 Campus. Programm li jixxandar nhar tas-sibt fl-erba' ta' wara nofsinhar, repetizzjoni il-ħadd fit-tlieta. Programm li jitella' wkoll fuq is-sit elettroniku ta' Campus 103.7 tistgħu issibuh fis-sezzjoni On Demand. Nerġgħu niltaqgħu bħal-lum ġimgħa fl-istess ħin sa dakinhar, grazzi u saħħa.